This week's Parsha is Parshas Ekev. We are in the middle of Sefer Devarim, where Moshe, his last 36 days, is telling Klal Yisrael all the different mitzvahs and different messaging. It's almost like a Sefer Musar. And in this week's Parsha, we actually have the one time in the Torah that we have a commandment to give blessing. So the chapter starts, and it's Perches, and it says, Kol ha-mitzvah she'anochi mitzavcha yom tishmurun la'asot. You shall faithfully observe all the instruction that I enjoin you today. And then Moshe goes on, says, remember how we went through our travels the last 40 years, how God took care of us, gave us the man, clothed us, etc. And he commands the Jewish people to keep the mitzvot of God and to walk in his ways, because God is bringing you to this land, Eretz Tova, a land with streams and springs and fountains issuing from plain and hill, a land of Eretz Chita, Sa'ara, Geffen, Tein of Rimon, Eretz Zeh, Shem, Nevash, a land of wheat and barley, of vines, figs, pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, and etc. And then it says, V'achalta v'savata, you shall eat and be satisfied, uveirachta es Hashem alakecha, and you should give thanks or bless Hashem, God, on the land, the Eretz HaTova, the good land, Asher Natan Lach, which he gave you. And so you see this idea of the commandment of giving a bracha to Hashem. It's the only time that we're commanded from the Torah to give, to make a blessing. Other blessings, if you look at the Gemara and Brachos, we see that the idea of a blessing is derived from this, from different types of logic. But here is the one time. And so what is this about? And if you stop and think, it's a very interesting thing. We sit down to eat a good meal, and then afterwards we want to thank God, and we say, thank you, Hashem. The first paragraph, we thank Hashem for giving us food. But in the second paragraph, we shift into this whole idea of thanking Hashem for the land of Israel. We thank Hashem, Asher Nodelecha Hashem Elokeinu, Asher Nchata Levasinu Eretz Chem, the Torah Rechava. So we thank Hashem for this wonderful land, for taking us out of Egypt, for the mitzvah bris milah, for the Torah, and for all the laws, and for our lives. And then it ties it back and giving us food all the time. And then we say, and again, tied back to this line in our parsha, V'achalta v'savata v'irachta Hashem Hashem alakecha ala aretz hatova asher nasan lach, on this great land that you gave us. We're thanking God. So every time we sit down to eat, we're thanking God. We're going back to this idea of thanking Hashem for the land. And so when you take a stop, you just think for a moment about this. What's most interesting is, and you think back, you always have to go back to the origins of things. And so Hashem, when he tells Avram to go to the land of Israel, so he says, Avram, I want you to go, lech lecha, from your homeland, from your native land, I want you to go to this land that I'm going to show you. I'm going to make you a great nation. I'll bless you. I'll make your name great. V'heyeh bracha, and you shall be a blessing. Now, there are different understandings of this, of he shall be a blessing, v'heyeh bracha. So the idea, either he will be a source of blessing, or he will be those, will bless, will base their blessing on Avram, that you should be like Avram. But we see that there's this idea of bracha associated to Avram with the land of Israel. And so now, fast forward all these years later, when now finally the promise that Hashem made to Avram is coming to fruition, we see that it's a continuation of this idea that when you're going to come to this land and you're going to eat v'achalta v'savata, when you eat and you're satisfied, you'll bless God for ala aretz hatova asher nasan lach. You'll bless Hashem. The blessing will be for the land. So the land will be the source. And so you see this idea of blessing connected from the beginning through here until today, when we sit down and we make and we bench and we thank Hashem for the food, we're tying it back to the land. And so I think that the idea, it's important, wherever we are, we could be any in the four corners of the world, we recognize, or and as we go through the process of benching, and we give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we thank Hashem for what we have, that it's premised on this gift that He gave us, which is the land of Israel. And so that it's from there that our blessing, that Hashem has given us this place, that is ours. And so we have to, if we're not there, we have to always be pining and to be looking in that direction, so that understand that that's where our source of blessing comes from. Hashem told Avram that, Vayei Bracha, when you go to the land Asher Eka, to the land of Israel. And so when we sit down, V'achalta V'savata V'erachta, we thank Hashem, our blessing is tied to that place. And so that we have to have that connection. So for whatever reason, after many years of travels, of exile, some of us lack that connection. We need to recognize the fact that from our beginning of our history, Hashem promised Avram and said, go to this place. This is your source of blessing. This is where you'll be a blessing. You'll be that. So therefore, recognize that. And therefore, every time we sit down, we bench, when we do Birchat HaMazon, we go back to that same idea, because ultimately, that is a Jew's place. And so we always have to keep that in our mind's eye. It's very important, and that also all of our blessing is coming from there as well. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos.